Is this the tree?
Yes. There is the smooth pool.
What do we do now?
The hermit said to wait here for him.
Oh, here comes Erebus.
Hello. Where is the hermit?
We don't know. Is this the place?
The smooth pool under the spreading tree. I told you.
The hermit has been here all morning, gazing into this pool.
But why?
So that I may see what is going on in the world outside of the green walls of my hermitage.
You can see all that from here?
In this pool I can. There, as in a mirror, I can see at certain times what is going on in the streets of cities far further south than Tashbar.
Oh.
Or what ships are putting into Redhaven in the remote Seven Isles. Or what robbers or wild beasts stirred in the great western forests between Lantern Waste and Telmar.
Oh. I don't see anything but strange clouds and colours.
That's the point, isn't it? In a normal pool, you would see the reflection of the tree, or the sky, or even our faces.
What do you see now?
I see one, two, three eagles wheeling in the gap by Stormness Head.
Oh.
One is the oldest of all the eagles. He would not be out unless battle was at hand. I see him wheel to and fro, peering down, sometimes at Anvard and sometimes to the east, behind Stormness. Ah, I see now what Rabadash and his men have been so busy at all day. They felled and lopped a great tree, and they're now coming out of the woods carrying it as a ram. They've learned something from the failure of last night's assault. He would have been wiser if he'd set his men to making ladders, but it takes too long, and he's impatient, fool that he is. He ought to have ridden back to Tashban as soon as the first attack failed, for his whole plan depended on speed and surprise. Now they're bringing their ram into position. King Loon's men are shooting hard from the walls. Five Kalormans have fallen, but not many will. They have their shields above their heads. Rabadash is giving his orders now. With him are his most trusted lords, fierce Tarkans from the eastern provinces. I can see their faces.
My old master is probably there.
Quiet, breathe.
Now the ram has started. If I could hear as well as see, what a noise that would make. Stroke after stroke, and no gate can stand it forever. But wait, something up by Stormness has scared the birds. They're coming out in masses.
What is it?
I can't see yet. Ah, now I can. The whole ridge up on the east is black with horsemen. If only the wind would catch that standard and spread it out. Ah, I see the banner now. It's the Red Lion. It's Narnia.
Oh, they made it in time.
They're in full career down the hill now. I can see King Edmund. There's a woman behind among the archers. Of course, it's Queen Lucy.
Oh, yes.
Lucy.
Oh.
What is it?
All his cats are dashing out from the left of the line.
Cats?
Great cats. Leopards, panthers and such. Ah, I see. The cats are coming round in a circle to get at the horses of the dismounted men. A good stroke. The Kalormen horses are mad with terror already.
Understandably.
The cats are in among them. But Rabadash has reformed his line and has 100 men in the saddle. They're riding to meet the Narnians. There's only 100 yards between the two lines now. Only 50. I can see King Edmund. I can see the Lord Peridon. There are two mere children in the Narnian line.
Children in battle?
I don't know what the king could possibly be thinking. Only 10 yards. The lines have met.
Forward!
The giants on the Narnian right are doing wonders. Oh, but one's down, shot. The center's all in a muddle. I can see more on the left. There are the two boys again. Lion alive, one is Prince Corin. The other, like him as two peas, it's your Shasta. Corin is fighting like a man. He's killed a Kalormen.
Oh.
I can see a bit of the center now. Rabadash and Edmund almost met then, but the press has separated them again.
What about Shasta?
The fool. Poor, brave little fool. He knows nothing about this work. He's making no use at all of his shield. His whole side's exposed. Oh. He hasn't the faintest idea what to do with his sword. He's waving it wildly about. Ah! It's been knocked out of his hand now. It's mere murder sending a child into the battle. He can't live for 5 minutes. Duck, you fool! Oh, he's down.
Oh, he isn't killed?
How can I tell?
Oh, I wish I could see what you're seeing.
The cats have done their work. All the riderless horses are dead or escaped now. No retreat for the Kalormans on them. The cats are turning back into the main battle. They're leaping on the ramsmen. The ram is down. Good. The gates are opening from the inside. There's going to be a sortie. The first three are out. It's King Lune in the middle, the brothers Dar and Darin on each side of him. There are 10, 20, nearly 30 of them out now. The Kalormin line is being forced back upon them. King Edmund is dealing marvellous strokes. He's beaten Corradin.
Corradin of Castle Tormund. He is Rabadash's second in command.
Lots of Kalormans have thrown down their arms and are running for the woods. Those that remain are hard pressed. The giants are closing in on the right, cats on the left, King Lune from the rear. The Kalormans are a little knot now, fighting back to back. I see a Takan with a crimson beard.
By the mane, my old master Amradin.
He's down. Your old master is dead. King Lune is fighting Azru hand to hand. The king looks like he's winning, and yes, Azru's down. King Edmund's down.
Oh.
No, he's up again. Oh. He's at it with Rabadash. They're fighting in the very gate of the castle. Several Kalormans have surrendered. Darin has killed Ilgamuth of the Twisted Lip. I can't see what's happened to Rabadash. I think he's dead, leaning against the castle wall, but I don't know. King Edmund is fighting Clamash, but the battle's over everywhere else. Oh. There! Clamash has surrendered.
Oh.
The battle is over. The Kalormans are utterly defeated.
The lion be praised.
King Lune and King Edmund are shaking hands across the battering ram. Everyone is waving wildly. They're laughing and pointing at something. Wait, I see now. Rabadash is furious. His face is crimson. He's hanging from the wall like a piece of washing hung up to dry. How humiliating.
Serves him right.
I wonder how he got hung on a wall.
I'm not sure. The Narnians are helping him down. Ah, there. His chain mail was caught on a hook in the wall. Everyone is laughing at him. He's been bound and they're leading him into the castle.
But what about Shasta? What's happened to Shasta?
Wait. I see him now. He's picked himself up and looks slightly dazed. Now Prince Corin is running up to him and is pulling him across the field towards the castle gate.
What are you doing, Corin? Where are you taking me?
Father! Father, look! Here he is! Oh, Father, look!
Aye, and here thou art at last and hast been in the battle clean contrary to your obedience. A boy to break a father's heart. At your age, a rod to your breeches were fitter than a sword in your fist.
Bind him no more, sire, if it please you.
Huh?
His Highness would not be your son if he did not inherit your conditions. It would grieve your Majesty more if he had to be reproved for the opposite fault.
King Edmund, perhaps we'll pass it over for this time. And now for you, Shasta.
Me?
Yes, yes. Stand here next to Corin.
What?
That's it. And let the court see you. Hold up your heads. Now, gentlemen, look on them both. Has any man any doubts?
What? Why is everyone cheering?